love the city of Deslam. I really do. And this is another episode where I am sitting here in this Deslam city. And I love the fact that different cultures come together and have a way, a unique way of dealing with different challenges in different aspects. And still, in a way that speaks like, you know, we need to live this life to the fullest. So here we are. And this podcast is now called Chai Convo. Yes. Major, major collaborations are coming. And many segments are coming. And we have two segments. We have added two segments to the podcast. And everything looks bueno, bueno, bueno. Here we are. On this episode, Step by Step with Vivara from Mwanza. Stay there. A piece of pie music. I'm saying. FCP. Hey yo, I got this for your burning. Tangu nki wacha link. Kwa obsessed na funny. Sikuwa sakusu degree. Basi ni kansa kubani. Midundo kwa CD. Napigia tizi nyumbani. Shata money kwa MC. Mshua kawelewe. Kataka njenge CV. Sisiki. Siambiwi mizuka apu from 3. Nomba nisame. Endapo sikuwa mti. Pengine likuwa bare. Na najua linisi. Nikaze sana shule. Pia hakuna vya bure. Usingizi utani kosti. Kushuka imekuwa tule. Basi kawa mikazo. Ya mziki. Thank you so much, Vivara, for taking part on this podcast. And the news is out. The podcast is now called Chai Convo, which is expanding a lot of horizons and more segments and, well, more good things are coming our way. I would really, really like to know your full name, like your formal introduction, so that my audience can really get to know you. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lizana, for welcoming me to Chai Convo. My full name is Jordan Wilson Zabron. I was born and raised in the city of Mwanza. Yeah.
Interesting. Another brother from Mwanza doing hip-hop. And talking of which, I really want to get down to business. When did you start rapping? Like, when did you start feeling the music scene, especially feeling the hip-hop music as a genre?
I started rapping officially in 2010, but I remember when I was in primary school, one of my friends used to come with written rhymes. By that time, I didn't know how to write rhymes, you know, when I was in primary school. So my friend used to come with written songs, verses, which we intended to go to perform them in a certain show. It was a children's show called Children's Corner. So we used to go and perform those songs, me and my friend. But in 2010, I officially started doing music. I said that this is among the careers that I'm going to take in my life, because my love for hip-hop music and rap music was getting big. So I decided to take this route. Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful. Take us down to your personal journey from your first single and what it meant to you to what you're doing right now. Before we go to Tegemeo, take us down that road and what has really been happening to you and what your music has been meaning to you as an artist.
Since my official release, my first official release, I have learned a lot of stuff, you know. It has been a great time for me as a musician and as a human being, you know. I've been creating art, I've been evolving as an artist, as a human being, you know. So it has been a great journey so far. and I'm looking forward to what this music career has in store for me. So after releasing that song, I went on to release more songs, you know. I went on to release my mixtape in 2016, my album, my first album in 2018, my first EP in 2021, and I'm looking to go for more and more, you know. So it has been great. Yeah, so far I enjoy being a musician and I've been learning a lot from this career.
I like that spirit, the learning spirit. Fivara, I've been following you as an artist because I'm passionate about art. And especially when it comes to hip hop, I'm like, you know, all ears and all eyes. And I've seen your consistency and I've seen you doing more and more with your work and the way that you present it in such a professional way. It's kind of really, really inspiring and impressive, I should mention. I'm a Twitter person and I'm also now a very, very, very good status viewer. And the other day you posted a meme about an artist being everything in one person, like a curator, you know, a marketing team and everything, like everything there is when it comes to a musician, an artist. A lot of Tanzanian African artists do more than what they are supposed to. You are doing all of this with consistency. As I mentioned before, I would really like to know, do you have a team or you are a curator and an artist in one person?
Yeah, thank you for your compliments. Yeah, I remember I posted that meme the other day. And to answer your question, I really don't have a team yet, but I have people who I can count to on some few things, you know, because when we say an artist has a team, we mean he or she has like 10, at least 10 people in his or her team, you know. Because you need to have a manager, you need to have an A&R, you need to have a lobbyist, you need to have IT personnel, you need to have a marketing manager, a strategist, you need to have a social media. It's, you know, a ton of people. So I still don't have a team yet, but I have few people who I can count to. Some of them, you know, I've met them during you know, like doing the stuff, you know, like doing things alone, you know, trying to figure things out, you know. I find myself meeting new people who can help me out, like this guy who have helped me a lot on Tegemeo rollout plan, you know. So I try to make new connections. I try to meet new people who can be helpful on with my music, on my music thing. So yeah, but it's really hectic and stressful, you know. Yeah, because you need to have fans by yourself, you need to be a social media marketer, you have to learn different skills, you have to know a lot of things, you know. So yeah.
Well, I know it must be challenging, and I won't bring the cliche question like, what are your challenges? Because I know there are many challenges. But as I said, you have been proving yourself worthy of the game with your consistency and everything. Now, this is the toughest time for and hip-hop enthusiast. I really need you to give my audience top five of your favorite hip hop artists in Tanzania. They have to be alive.
Wow, the hardest question. And they have to be alive. Okay. Professor J, Fid Q, Nikimbishi, Disaster Vina, Maalim Nash. Yeah, you said they have to be alive, so I had to exclude some of my dopest MCs, you know. That question was, you know, it's really tough.
Audio test 1 2, audio test 1 2. Gawiza, yeah, this is Farid Kubanda, also known as Fid Q, the metaphysical poetry alchemist who remains in the lab formulating metrical structured prose in his quest for the LHL immortality for Bongo hip hop, also known as the top of.
The funny thing is, I was okay. This is the part where a podcaster was being interviewed too, and the interviewer asked me about my top five when it comes to hip hop artists, and my list is matching yours, like with everything except the number five. And I've been really listening to Maalim Nash at some point. But number five, I put Conboy. Thank you for sharing that list. It's not always easy. Now we are going straight to your personality. I would really like to know, do you consider yourself an extrovert or introvert?
Wow, it seems like you have a great list too. I appreciate that your list is similar to mine, except to Maalim Nash. I also like Conboy. He's a very good rapper, you know, like the way he speaks about his life and the streets, you know, like he's a very dope rapper. He's a very good rapper, and I'm looking forward to work with him. About my personality, I can say I'm just in between. Yeah, I'm in between, and saying I'm in between, let me say I am an ambivert. Like when I go out, I can, you know, I can socialize with people very well, and when I'm inside, I can just stay with myself, with my mind, like meditating. Not really like meditating, like, you know, I can stay with my mind, like focusing on my stuffs, like I can stay and jot my things down, my thoughts, you know. Yeah, so I'm an ambivert, you know. I fit in both sides, you know. I can go out and have fun, interact with people. I can just stay with myself, you know, like contemplating and jot whatever. Yeah, that's a lot of about my personality. That's
Interesting, which also brings me to this question. What other talents do you have apart from your music? What other skills do you think you can really explore and make something out of it?
Damn, a lot, Lizana, a lot. I am that type of person who believes can do anything in the world. But when I was growing up, when I was in primary school, I used to draw. So I am a very good artist, illustrator, I can say illustrator. I used to draw and I still draw. I am a painter, okay? I can act, I can interview someone, you know. I used to do Twitter spaces, and one of my aim was to have my own podcast. I used to do this thing, Madini Space, yeah, which I used to interview people, and the aim of Madini Space was to create a momentum and have this thing, Madini Podcast, so I can be an interviewer. I can establish things, you know, like I established Hatua Book Club, which is a book club I found in 2020. Yeah, it's 3 years old now. I found Zoo Movement, which is a hip hop movement based in Mwanza, and a lot of stuff, you know. Yeah. Apart from that, did I say acting? If I didn't say acting, I can act too. I'm also a comedian. You know, I can do a lot. And if I could mention all my talents or all the things that I can do in this world, maybe we can take the whole day, you know. Yeah, because there's this day I wrote about myself, the things that I could do. I found like 15 or 16, can't remember them all right now, but I can do a lot in this world. Just a few which I've mentioned, you know. I am also a poet. I am also an author. Dang, there's a lot. Kachimba kujifunza, kipiko chena taka nani ya kike itani tunza. Kama fubal takuja, sipotezi muda ya waraka ina baraka na dakika nazichunga. Mitaka kuwa legend, legend.
In short, to cut the long manenos short, you are an artist, and I think it's really admirable for someone to be brave enough to create more, you know. There's always a different way on which a person can really establish things, create, and, you know, come up with new ideas every day. You have mentioned Zoom Movement, and you have mentioned Hatua Book Club. I'm interested in reading. I would really like to know more about Hatua Book Club and how it came about, and what you're reading right now.
Hey. Hatua Book Club is a community based in Tanzania. I created it in 2020. The aim was to have this community of readers, people who like to read, people who want to read, people who are looking for books. The aim was to come together and so we can share books, we can discuss about books and everything. And I think one of the long-term plans is to have like an online library, something like Z Library or LibGen or PDF Drive, something like that, you know. And also we would like to do these events, not really events, we could do like workshops or seminars or meetings or whatever, where we can inspire people to read, where we can motivate people to read, especially the young ones, the kids in school, whatever. So that's what Hatua Book Club is about. So in Hatua Book Club, people share books. We used to do discussions on different books, which by now we're not doing it anymore, but it's a matter of the timetable. And, you know, like, as I said, I have a lot of things, and some of the admins, you know, appear are having a lot in their hands too. So that's what we are doing in Hatua Book Club: book discussions, online library. Like, you know, you can get books instantly, you can ask for a PDF, then you get it instantly, or if it's not available for that time. People can look it for you, then they send it to you. And what I'm currently reading right now, I'm reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. It's a translated book, yeah. So I don't really know who translated the book, but it's Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman Empire, yeah, during those time, you know, BCs, I think, yeah. So that's my current read.
Thank you so much, Fever. I think I'm gonna try to find that book and look that one up. Yes, I'm a book lover, and find time to join the book club and, you know, find new books and new ideas around them. Fever, how do you take care of yourself? How do you take care of your mental space, your head space?
Sometimes doing meditation, I meditate sometimes, not really often. Because I don't remember when was the last time meditating. Apart from that, I stay with myself, like inside, you know, contemplating like what I can do next, what I've been doing wrong. Also the type of person who likes to bear with myself. I don't want to pressurize myself. I just believe in the process. I don't want to rush. I just want to keep my pace on what I'm doing. And as you know, I'm a firm believer of consistency. I also do workouts sometimes. You know, some of my friends and people like tell me like, "Oh, bro, now you're getting fat, you're getting chubby, or whatever." You know, like do workouts. But I do workouts sometimes. I go jogging. It's one of my activity to get away from stuff. And, you know. I also like to read books are my therapy. You know? When I read books, I really get new ideas. I really refresh my mind, and I also like to jot my thoughts down. Yeah, I also like to meet people, talk with people. Very mindful, spiritual people, you know. Yeah, so I think those are my activities when I want to get myself in a good mental space. Those are the activities that I go to.
Thank you so much, Fivara, for sharing that. And I think it's very, very important, as you say, to sit with mindful people, as you call them, spiritual people. And I think in our cycles, we need to have those type of people, different type of people, to be really precise, to balance the equation. Yes. And you thought that question was hard. And this one is, annoyingly hard. Are you single or are you dating?
I knew by the moment when you said if I thought that question was hard, then the second the following one would be the annoying hard one, you know. It's complicated. It's complicated. I'm still in a position to which I don't know what to do with that part in my life, you know, because I think I need to have this type of woman who can be more than a companion to me, who can be more than a lover to me. Yeah, but I've been finding myself here and there, you know, so I'm not really dating and I'm not really single. I'm just around. Maybe single taking ship. Yo, what's up? This is Fivara, Fivara. You're listening to Chai Convo with Lizana.
As usual, men with politics when it comes to these type of questions. But I will leave it at that. So yay, this is our time. Please take us through Tege Mel. And how, what has been the process, the inspiration behind? What are your favorite tracks so far? Yes.
Politics as usual. Okay, Tege Mel is my fourth studio project, my second album. As I told you on the previous questions, my first album was released in 2018, so this is my second album. It has been a great moment creating Tege Mel. I first started recording Tege Mel in 2020. This was the year when my pops passed away. So the grieving, the loss part was one of the inspirations of me creating this album. I wanted to create something that resonates with my life since my pops passed away. Is I'm in a position right now where my family is dependent of me in one way or another, like financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in other ways. So Tege Mel is what I wanted to reflect on that situation. You know, that is the first theme on Tege Mel. As we can see on the cover, you can see Moses with the Israelites crossing the ocean, to which was one of the hardest part, like creating the album artwork. That was one of the hardest part of creating this album. I wanted to have a dope artwork, so we went through trials and errors. Like we created like two artworks before the last one, the last one. So we had to think like new ideas here and there till we reached to a point we said that that should be the artwork of the album, the official artwork. The other inspiration about the album is the meaning of the word Tegemeo itself, like being dependent to someone, being dependent to a situation, being dependent to a higher power, you know. That is another theme or inspiration behind Tegemeo. It made me create something that people can listen to and think that, okay, we are dependent of this and this and this and this and this. As we know, in this world, people are depending on different stuff, you know, and different things, their families, their jobs, money, spiritual welfare, or spiritual, you know, life, God, the universe, the law of attraction, etc., etc. So it's that album which speaks a lot of about our life as human beings. It's a personal album to me because some of the songs are very personal to me. I have written some of my darkest moments, you know. As I said, it's an album which reflects the loss of my dad, you know, when I lost my dad. It's an album which reflects on purpose, grieving, you know. It reflects on believing this brighter days coming soon. It reflects on the reality of life, like it's a cycle of events. Reading the Meditations by Marcus Aurelius has made me realize that death is something natural. It's something unavoidable, inevitable. So the way he reflects on death, and there's also a project in this album which speaks about the end, you know. That is what life is about. Like, there's start and end to it. We have been given an interval. We have been given a space we can use. We have been given a period of time, you know. Like, these bodies that we have has expired dates, you know. So, in Tegemeo also, I've talked about life of a human being. Like, this is what we are about to experience. Like, and it's not really depending on someone, but it's also expecting. Like, you're expecting something to happen. Like, you're expecting things to be this way. Like, you want things to be this way. It's also how things should be, how things are, how things might turn out to be. So, to summarize about Tegemeo, it's all about that. The process has been great, though there were challenges sometimes, you know, Tanesco, you know, sometimes we could have electricity problems, Mugao and stuff like that. Some of the tracks were lost. It's a very long album I've created, and I've chosen only some songs which I want to release because I don't want it to be that long. As we know, the attention span is becoming lower and lower nowadays. So it's that album. It's very important to me as a musician, as a human being. I also wanted to create something that might last, something that might be discussed 10 years from now. I wanted to create the best album of the year, the best hip-hop album. I wanted to create a classic album which will stay in the conversations with albums like Machozi, Damu na Jasho by Professor J, Propaganda by FQ, Sauti ya Jogoo by Nikimbishi, The Volturer by Disaster Vina, Blind by Slim. So I wanted to create a masterpiece like those albums. Yeah, this one was a long one. Some of my favorite tracks, every track is my favorite track in this album, but to mention a few, Tabula Rasa is my favorite track. Wakala is my favorite track. There's a track called Barua Part 2. It's my favorite track. Mboni is my favorite track. Nchi Ahadi is my favorite track. Oh, Shambala Bibi, Big Yuda, Good Day. A lot of these songs in this album are my favorite. Yeah.
Indeed, it sounds very, very personal, and I'm really sorry for your loss. And I really want to know, should we expect it in our digital platforms, you know? or should we expect another different mode of purchasing, so that we can spread the word out there and support you in fully?
Distribution with DSPs is very tricky, so most of rappers in Tanzania decided to have this mode of selling or distributing our music. We decided to do it ourselves, so we've been doing it for years now. But I'm not really saying it won't be in DSPs. I think I will upload it into DSPs later, maybe after 6 months or a year, or it might depend on how I'm going to sell it. So the mode of purchasing, people can get the album through soft copies, is a WhatsApp document, on Telegram, on email. Yeah, I'm also going to release hard copies soon enough. For now, the album is available for pre-ordering, where people can pre-order at any amount, because the mode that I'm using is offer based. People can offer what they want for the album. I don't want to limit people, but the amount to which people can start to pre-order is 20,000 Tanzanian shillings. But when the album is out, the price to which people can start to buy the album will be 25,000. Yeah, Tanzanian shillings. So yeah, but DSPs maybe later, just like I say, 6 to 1 year, maybe 6 months to 1 year. Yeah,
that should be a discussion of another day, about why it came to this and what can we do. I know that we can use like all the mods, but I think it also need a discussion between artists and those distributors who are in digital platforms. Before we wrap up, please remind us the official date for your album release.
Yeah, it's a very long conversation. It's very tricky with the DSPs. Very tricky. The transparency, you know, the rules, the terms and regulations out there. Yeah, also doing the two mods, it's also tricky. I did that in 2018 and I saw the pros and cons, which is why I decided to take this route. Like, I'm going to sell the album myself, then after a certain period of time or a certain amount of copies or money, then I'm going to upload it on the DSPs. Okay, my album will officially drop at the end of this month, at the end of this May, 31st of May. Yeah, the album is called Tegemeo, just like we said, or we have been said throughout this podcast.
And that was Fivara for you, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. Let's wait for that album, Tegemeo. Now, on to the next segment. Chai Combo has two new segments. Yay! We have Shayuri Pop, where we get to review different lyrics from different songs. And we have a fun fact segment. Yeah, yeah. And today on Shayuri Pop, we have Jibange, a song by Tanzanian hip hop artist J-Mo, featuring Kimya from Kenya. And thanks to Majinji, is here with us reviewing some of the lyrics. Karibu.
Chai Convo, and this is Shayuri Pop, Majinji hapa. Yes, leo kwenye Shayuri Pop, tuko na more flavor, more techniques, Juma Mohamed Mchopanga. Okay, mwaka 2007, Juma Mohamed Mchopanga alirelease track yake ambao amefanya na rapper kutoka Kenya, anayefahamika kama Kimya, Kimya Miyake, ambaye pia ni mdogo wake na Bamboo, rapper, Harry Kimani, ambaye pia ni nduguye na Victoria Kimani. Hiyo track ilikuwa inakwenda kwa jina la Jipange.
Nigga, don't get it twisted, you know what I mean? We over here, we doing it, Dandora, burning, nigga. We keeping it on fire, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Oh yeah, yeah, Headbangers Entertainment. Oh yeah, 2007, Kimya, J-Mo. Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Representing hip-hop, keeping it real. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sasa ndani ya hiyo track ya Jipange kuna line ambazo J-Mo alizispit ambazo zilikuja kwa controversy sana. Mara kwanza alisema amani kwa kakavoda milionea, kwambia wadogo zako wache poda wale mmea. Lakini baadaye akasema pia aliyetegemea kuendesha Ferrari kwa mgongo wa mkali wa limes, bwana dili liharibika, usitegemee tena vya haramu. Sasa hizo line mbili hapo zinasadikika kuwa kwamba ilikuwa ni this straight.
Kesho siwezi kuamka na samani nyingi, amani kwa kaka poda milionea, washtua wadogo zako waache poda wale mea. Yule aliyedhani atendesha forana kwa mgongo mkali wa rhyme, dili liharibika bwana, usitegemee tena vya ram. Jipange alafu mwamshe na yule aliyelala kiujumbe, we bola bule kuchana bila kuwa na sela. Kama nteleze Mtwara sitosahau shida balabala, siezeleze Mwanza bila minofu ya Sangala. Nani ajui? Jipange ndani ya maziwa kuna tui, thibitisha upotei bila hata kuangalia ndui.
Moja ya kwanza hiyo ya kakavoda milionea ilikuwa ni disc kwenda kwa nini? Kwa Langa Kileo, marehemu. Na ndio maana baadaye Langa akajibu kwenye track yake inakwenda kwa jina la Gangster. Akajibu kwamba amani kwa kakavoda milionea, mwambie mdogo wako ache ushoga na umbea. Lakini pia vile vile inasemekana rapper Farid Kubanda, the MC kutoka Mwanza, jeshi la mtu mmoja, pia ilimgusa. Kwa sababu ilisemekana kwamba mwaka 2005 kile kiti cha Mkali wa Limes alipaswa kupewa yeye, na hata hilo ashalitamka katika ngoma yake ya Mwanza Mwanza kwamba washantabiri utongo mtani, mimi ndo mfalme nitakayefuata baada ya Selemani. Unaona, lakini yeye katika ngoma yake na Nako Tunako iliyotoka mwaka 2008 inaitwa Tanzania, anasema Limes zangu zilienda shule zao ziliogopa umande, wenye chuki bado wana wenye nongwa bado wana konda kwamba lilipanga baada ya fande. Kwa hiyo inasemekana kwamba hiyo ilikuwa ni kama jibu, anamjibu more techniques kwamba watu bado wanachonga kwamba alipangwa baada ya fande, lakini ni uwezo wake ndio ulikuwa unamfanya akae pale. Okay, this is Hip Hop Majinji hapa, Chai Convo. I'm out. Yeah.
Did you know that Chimamanda Ngozi, our famous African writer, a female African writer, once lived in Chinua Achebe's house? Yes, Chinua Achebe is known, famously known for his famous novel, Things Fall Apart, which we used back in the secondary school years. Yes, as part of our literature studies. Yeah, so that happened. That's a fun fact. Until the next Chai Convo, this is Lizana Kafwa, and thanks to Fivara for having a sit down with us, and thanks to Majinji for giving us a review on Sherry Pop. And until the next episode, hee hee, stay cool.